You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
And good Wednesday morning to you, and welcome to Intravenous here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the unceded and ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm Robin, and I will be one of the voices that you hear on the air today. Just currently getting settled in the studio with Ava and waiting for Tina to arrive. And I thought in the meantime, while we get all of ourselves settled, because maybe you need to be settled also, we'll have a listen to a song that came across my desk last week. This is from a band called The Star of Ishtar, and it is Venus Invica, and it just has this beautiful, ethereal, sleepy morning sort of feel to it. So hopefully we'll just ease into the morning if that's what you're still doing. Star of Ishtar. The star of Ishtar with Venus Invicta. That's what it is. Just needed to look at how the vowels and the consonants went together in that word. Welcome to Intravenous this morning. Obviously, it's still early for my eyes. I'm Robin. I'm one of the voices that you'll hear on air today. And hello, Ava.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Long time no see.
I know, I haven't been here since August. Happy to be back.
Yeah, I'm just trying to pick up your voice on the microphone a little better there.
How's it going now?
Yeah. Yeah, we should be okay.
Okay.
I'm loud, you're quiet. You're a student on campus, and so your schedule changes.
Yeah, time to time, so
that makes a difference, but we might hear your voice a little bit more this semester.
Yeah, I'm excited. My schedule aligns with this show now, so should be back a little bit more.
Cool. Yeah. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get our microphones to not be strangely working in a way that feels odd. Give me your voice again.
Hello.
Oh, that's better.
There we
go. Someone has changed the tags. All right. So, how are you, Ava?
I'm doing great.
There we go. Oh, nothing like a little technical difficulty in the morning that you get to experience with us. Usually we try to keep that behind the scenes, you know? The magic of radio and all. But, yeah, anyways. And we've got Tina here too. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was running late because there is so much traffic on the road.
Yeah, I thought you might have had a bus issue, but that was more yesterday and the day before.
Oh, yeah. But today it was raining and there were a lot of cars on the road.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome. As I was saying, I'm excited to have both of you in the studio today. Going to be a little bit of a haphazard show in terms of where it's going and where it might go and how we're going to discuss the topics. It's one of those shows where each of us has sort of brought a topic for presentation discussion, and we'll chime in on it as we see matters. I guess because we've got your sort of article, and you and I were just talking about this, Ava, and Tina just walked in. Maybe you want to talk about the news from last week that kind of got your back up.
Yeah, for sure. So we were having a conversation about the Golden Globes and Barbie, and sort of there was a bit of a controversy around the host, Joe Coy, and how he spoke about Barbie versus Oppenheimer. I'm just pulling up the quote here. He said, "Oppenheimer is based on a 721-page Pulitzer Prize-winning book about the Manhattan Project, and Barbie is on a plastic doll with big boobies." Not a great response from the live audience, and an even worse response from the watchers at home. I think, speaks to the issues that Barbie was trying to bring to the forefront. So, yeah, disappointing in such a mainstream show to have such kind of naff commentary like that on, you know, one of the most successful movies to ever hit the box office.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And obviously he's not seen the movie.
Clearly not.
Because he would have realized that the movie really challenges a lot of the stereotypes that not only Barbie's up against as sort of a plaything and an iconic figure, but also that women and men and that gender binary is up against across the board in society.
Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't even just this at the Golden Globes. I mean, Barbie fell really short on a lot of nominations. Oppenheimer sort of sweeped it in all the recent Academy shows. And it just kind of, I think it speaks to, you know, how the mainstream sees the quality of Barbie and, like, what it sort of means, I think. I don't know. I think it fell short in a lot of ways.
Yeah, so unfortunate that you know, and I see this in the community around me too. When Barbie gets brought up, there's this, oh, it is just pink fluffy skirts and, you know, ponytails, and that there's this very dismissive language, but it's more than that. You know, it's this attitude of dismissiveness that it can just be sort of swept up and marched off, and, you know, we'll wash our hands of it and be done with it. It's not important. It doesn't matter. And yeah, what a, I don't, it just feels like for all of the years of work that it's taken for women to try to get as far ahead as, you know, as we've come, and then to still have those be so reactive in the media. You know? And what were the repercussions? Have there been any repercussions?
Not
to,
really.
To
I mean,
his comments?
He acknowledged that he kind of fell flat on his face, but not particularly. No, I think it's kind of classic of anything that is considered just a girl thing, any hobby, any sort of entertainment, it automatically goes to that's silly. That's just a, like, it gets dismissed as non-serious. Whereas I think if you look at Oppenheimer, which was more classed as a for the boys thing, automatically it's a masterpiece to be marveled at. And that's kind of the awards it won. I can't remember exactly what it was, but sort of the ones that were about best quality, best blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I just think it's a very typical dynamic that pops up in so many different facets.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the movie, Tina?
I haven't seen Oppenheimer.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer.
So I'm not sure.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer either.
Yeah.
But you've seen Barbie?
Yeah, but Barbie was good. I watched it twice. I really like the monologue where I forgot her name, but one of the women was talking about how it's really difficult to be a woman. You have to be like this way, but then they also want you to be that way. Like, they want you to be both of everything.
Yeah, she actually did win. She won an award for that monologue.
Oh,
Barbie,
okay.
Ferreira. Yeah.
She deserves that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't see me, audience, but here I am just shaking my head, as often I do on this show. Just, you know, shake my head in the background at all of the ridiculousnesses that seem to go on in the world around us. Some in more minor ways, sure, but, you know, it sort of strikes me that you know, there's the saying "death by a thousand mosquito bites" or whatever, and these kinds of little harms, you know, they perpetuate themselves and impact on all of us in terms of, as you were saying, you know, like, as soon as it's a women's hobby or something, it's frivolous, you know. It kind of reminds me too of the, because I like to do embroidery and stitch work. I find it super meditative, and you know, I can sometimes create something of beauty. Sometimes it looks more messy, but you know, those women's crafts, quote unquote, they're in a different category, right? It's craft. It's not art.
Yeah.
And it's the same sort of phenomenon, right? And you can almost apply that to this situation with the Barbie movie versus Oppenheimer, right? Mm-hmm. It's Oppenheimer is art, but Barbie is craft.
Yeah, exactly. As another thing you can apply this to as well is, like, I was reading something about how if you look at what's classed as frivolous spending, you often think of women shopping too much and spending on ridiculous things. But if you sort of take that same principle for men, spending money on sport, like huge amounts of money on sports games tickets, paying for things inside video games, that is, you know, also frivolous, irresponsible spending at the end of the day. But the classic, oh, she can't manage her money,
she's got too many pairs of shoes.
Yeah, is you know, reserved for women. You know, always, you know, a men's purchase or a men's decision is well thought out and rational and for a reason.
Can we all growl together? Can we all just growl together? So frustrating that, yeah, we're still in this place, and it's, you know, these award shows, I don't watch them, partly because I don't have TV and partly because I'm so removed from what happens out there in the movie world. I very rarely see a movie. But I was excited about Barbie. The little voice in my head sounds like something happened last year at a movie show that was some kind of sexist thing, and somebody said something, and
did someone get slapped?
Somebody, yeah, that's what that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. It's right? Are you talking about the Will Smith slapping
The Rock?
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart in the face. That's the only one I remember.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But that was over some kind of sexist comment or some inappropriate.
He said she made a joke at the expense of Will Smith's wife, and it was about her alopecia, and I think she didn't love it, and he just went up and punched. He went up and punched Kevin Hart. It was Kevin Hart, right? I can't remember even who it was.
Just
another comedian in the face. So, yeah,
that was a big thing.
It was.
It is a big thing, and but also shows that stereotypical gendered sort of behavior and attitudes that we like to think that we're kind of beyond, especially for people in those roles where we might take them as role models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're celebrities. They're people who are kids and our young people are looking up to as examples of humanity and, you know, who they want to be when they grow up and stuff. And so, yeah, when they see that and when they see people being able to make comments about, you know, it's just a doll with big boobies, versus, you know, something that's, you know, manly and all about war and, you know, building the bomb and destruction, mm-hmm. and, you know, the military industrial complex, then, you know, that's something that is to be patted on the back about, mm-hmm. and encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
It's dreadful, especially in the world where, you know, we've got, you know, people without any hospital care and, mm-hmm. you know, more women and children being murdered from senseless violence than maybe not ever before, but in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
I think. So, yeah. Well, thanks for bringing that to our awareness. I had no idea the controversy that goes on TV. I mean, I do, but you also brought a song to play.
Yes.
So let's have a listen to that, and then we'll come back and have another chat about something that's maybe equally as astonishing. What are we going to hear, Ava?
We're going to hear Confidence by Ocean Alley.
Do you want to say anything else about it?
Not too much. I love the song. I hope you guys do.
Okay. Track called Confidence there from the band Ocean Alley here on Intravenous Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University atop Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coast Salish peoples. I am Robin, one of the voices on the air with you today.
And I'm Tina.
And Ava.
And we were just chatting before the break, before the song break, about the incidents at the Golden Globe Awards where Barbie was dissed in comparison to Oppenheimer, and we're gonna move on into